Aircheckdownloads.com.
London's Heart 106.2. Late Night Love Songs is a great new show. Non-stop love songs every night from 10 o'clock. This is Nigel Williams playing them. And we'll get you choosing them in just a few moments. Also, don't forget Love Letters at 11:30. We've got another holiday romance for you tonight. We're off to Venice. Very nice. Here's Whitney. London's Heart 106.2 with two multi-million voices together, Whitney Houston and George Michael, and If I Told You That. We've just had 30 minutes of superb love songs. I hope that's helped you get over going back to work after the bank holiday weekend. It wasn't too bad for you today. And don't forget, we've got the radio on at work during the daytime. Chris and Pat have got some great work perks for you. It's to send around a whole load of stuff from Aroma Cafes. They're sending around sandwiches and coffees and smoothies, the lot. So it kind of make life a little bit better for you. Make sure you got the radio on tomorrow. Starts from 9 directly after Jono and the Morning Crew. Right now, let's get your love songs on right this moment. 08000961062 is the number you can call up. Okay? Just like that. It's free from land phones. If you've never called before, go on, do it, because we don't bite. Alternatively, you can go online. You can click it at heart1062.co.uk.
We're here to ask an expert about Whiskers pouches.
The Heart 106.2 Late Night Love Songs. Love Line. Call now on 08000961062.
She's the one.
Heart 106.2 Late Night Love Songs. Dream Top 3.
Now, tonight, we've got Anita, who, according to her email address, is free and easy, though I'm sure it's just the title. Now, she says she's so excited about being able to take over the show for her favourite love songs. We're going to start your trio, Anita, with Gabrielle, star, of course, the Derby Day Picnic, on June 10th. Can't wait to meet her. Such a talent. Sunshine. Heart 106.2's Late Night Love Songs.
Songs, London's Heart 106.2.
Games, changes and fears.
London's Heart 106.2 with Late Night Love Songs. I'm Nigel Williams in a 30-minute non-stop music mix of the finest. SP from Kingston chose this. We've really said actually play anything nice for HB and Sorry I Messed Up Your Day. Okay. Now, coming up at 11:30 tonight, Venice. Is it a romantic city or just a load of gondolas? Well, it'll be up to you to decide. It's another true life love letter from Shaviv. She reveals all at 11:30. George McRae, Heart 106.2.
Heart 106.2. Late night love songs. For when you're in love. Out of love. And missing love. London's best love songs on London's best music mix. Late Night Love Songs, Heart 106.2. London's best love songs on London's best music mix. Late Night Love Songs. Late Night Love Songs. Heart 106.2.
London's Heart 106.2 with London's best love songs. Late Night Love Songs. I'm Nigel Williams in a 30-minute non-stop music mix. Ronan Keating.
It's amazing how you...
London's Heart 106.2. That was 30 minutes non-stop of beautiful love songs for London, and there's more where that came from. Late Night Love Songs. I'm Nigel Williams. Say nothing at all. So just thinking about my daughter Antonia, who's 3 months now and has just really discovered her voice. I mean, she made some noises before, but now she's really discovered it, and she's saying, you know, all day. she hasn't slept at all today. Of course, I'm absolutely knackered, but it's lovely, isn't it? Thanks so much for the emails been coming in. Really busy on that today. Tony says, do something, please, for my fiance Tess, because she's a bit down tonight and she really needs cheering up. So we'll play Style Council. You're the best thing in just a moment, just for you, okay? Tony can't be there at the moment. He says he misses you like crazy, Tess. And from Sarah in Barnhurst, wants to say this to Michael. You've got the wrong end of the stick, Michael. So call me now, you... I can't say that.
Heart 106.2.
The home of Kid Jensen's Drive Time.
All this week,
win shopping sprees
at the new MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet in Ashford.
We'll get you there and let you loose with spending money.
Win all this week on Drive Time
with MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet.
Now open in Ashford, Kent.
London's Heart 106.2.
This is London's Heart 106.2. The love songs are on with me, Nigel Williams, and the breakfast show is on from 6.30. Jono and the morning crew, make sure you wake up with the best. Love letters coming next.
London's Heart 106.2.
Heart 106.2. Late night love songs. Love letters.
Stand by for Shaviv's story, which starts back in November 1998. She says, I decided to get away from my busy work schedule and visit Venice. I'd always wanted to go there. It always sounded so romantic. But love wasn't part of the picture for me because I'm single. As soon as I arrived, I started visiting all the famous tourist sites. Now, being by myself, I had to keep asking people to take photos of me, which, I've got to say, wasn't much fun, says Shaviv. A lot of the locals used it as an opportunity to try and chat me up. They'd all say, oh, would you like to go for coffee? And it scared me because I knew that when they said just coffee, they wanted a lot more. A bit later, I was down by the Rialto Bridge, once again looking for a friendly face to take a photograph. When I saw this guy, who could only be American by his appearance, he was by himself too, and he was also taking pictures. So I asked him if we could do a swap of cameras. His name was Jeff. He was from New York and was really nice, actually. We ended up chatting away, in fact, going off to explore more famous sites together. He told me he was flying home later that night and asked me if we could have dinner together before he left. And I agreed. Jeff took me to a wonderful seafood restaurant he'd discovered during his visit there, and we had such a romantic meal together. Now, the Venice bug had got me. What a shame he's leaving, I thought. Walking back to the hotel was so special. It was one of those still nights. I really wanted to just hug Jeff, but he was 6'3" and I'm 5'4", so that made it a little bit tricky. Then we crossed this bridge with some steps on, so I leapt up on the steps, hugged him, and then we ended up kissing right over the canal with gondolas passing below. It was just the best. This, I knew, was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I decided I was going to go for it. I invited him up to my hotel room, definitely not for coffee. As soon as we got in the room, we started kissing so passionately. I knew that this was going to be an all-the-way night. Suddenly, Jeff broke it off and said, I've got to go. All the hotels closed their doors at 12:30. I thought, this is very strange. When we both got home, he to New York, me back to London, we contacted each other and stayed in contact by email and became phone friends. I even talked about moving out to New York to further my career. And when I mentioned that, Jeff got really keen to start things up in our relationship again. A year after our encounter in Venice, I got an email from Jeff. He was out there again on business. He said, catch a plane and come over for the weekend. But I couldn't get away from work on such short notice, so I had to pass. The next weekend, I was up really late, in fact, till about 4:30 in the morning. I was reading a book, so I thought, I know, I'll give Jeff a call, because he'll be back home now. When I called, a woman picked up the phone. Says Shadeev, I was so shocked, I just put the phone down again without saying anything. I tried to explain to myself over the next few days why Jeff would have a woman in his apartment at 11:30 in the evening, but I found it difficult. And my worst fears were confirmed when I got a guilty-sounding email from Jeff admitting that the woman was in fact his partner. And I shouldn't call anymore, just send emails. Needless to say, it's the end of our romance.
Earcheckdownloads.com.